We've all heard the slogan, have we not? A dog is for life, not just for Christmas, but a dog is also not just for when 101 Dalmatians, the movie, comes out. And a fish isn't necessarily going to be just like Nemo. Which brings us to Mr. John Carmody, who is campaigns coordinator with animal rights group Aran. And there's a new movie out, which a lot of you may be keen to see or have seen or want to see. And he's a bit worried about it. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
It's very nice to have you on the programme. And maybe you tell us about the movie that you're a little concerned about.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I seen an advertisement on TV for the Irish premiere and release of Ninja Turtles, the movie. Now, I suppose this would have brought me back to when I was a young kid when I was growing up in the 90s, and I was like, you know, a fervent supporter of the Ninja Turtles back then. I was hugely caught up in the whole drama at the time.
Name them. Let's name them, John. There was Donatello.
Raphael,
Leonardo,
Michelangelo, which was my favorite guy. He was the more upbeat guy, Ryan.
Yeah,
but outside of the fun, yes, of this movie, we've got a very serious message for parents, and I suppose parents groups across the country who have been writing to in the last week. What we're going to see in the next couple of weeks, and groups such as Aran are bracing ourselves for the problems we're probably going to see in the next couple of weeks in relation to children who will be taken to the cinema in the next this weekend and the next couple of weeks, I suppose, you're going to have children putting pressure on their parents to buy them, you know, a turtle or two or four for that matter. I'd done this when I was a child. I do remember buying a turtle, two turtles, one for myself and one for my brother at the time. I don't think they landed in an animal shelter afterwards. I can't say where they landed. But we're sending out a message to parents, I suppose, around the country, urging them to hold tough and not to buy any animal from a pet store as a result of seeing this movie this coming weekend and thereon.
So when we were talking to somebody about this recently, and they were saying that they could find terrapins and turtles in the canal because people just went, nah, they're getting too big now, dump. And they just throw them into water, any water.
And they're generally flushed down the toilet as well.
Yeah.
Now, there is a lot of pet stores, and we've been popping in and out of pet stores over the last couple of days to find out, you know, how easy it was to purchase a terrapin or a turtle for that matter. Mm. And it's quite easy. If you've got the money, you can literally get whatever you want. And I suppose outside of the, you know, this monotony will wear off with kids. If they do end up being bought a turtle or two, the monotony does wear off. It's like, as you said, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. And I think we need to send out a really important message to parents that these turtles and terrapins are like dogs and cats. You know, they require money to keep them fed. They require money for the vet's bills. Specifically with regards to exotic animals, Ryan, I suppose, without getting too technical, this hour of the morning.
Yeah.
But they need controlled temperatures. They need a lot of water to swim, a large housing area, and they have a very varied diet. So these are a lot of things that I suppose parents just don't know. So I suppose our message is one of importance. Again, even if you look back to last year, Ryan, we would have seen the Lego the Movie film. And I know it's very quite different in so many ways that no animals were used in the movie. But I even remember my 8-year-old nephew, who's a highly intelligent kid. But after him seeing that movie, the first place he wanted to go was to a toy store. He wanted every box of bloody Lego that was on the shelf as a result of seeing the movie, you know. So we can only imagine that this Turtles movie that's coming up tomorrow will prompt children to put pressure on their parents, for sure.
Because Lego at least is good for their brain, and they're playing and they're building and they're using their spatial and whatever else it might be.
No one gets hurt.
And it's inanimate. So with yours, you know, I know you'd be worried about something like 100 Dalmatians, everyone wants a dog. Finding Nemo, suddenly you can't keep fish tanks in pet shops. Harry Potter, everyone wants a wand or an owl, preferably an owl, and suddenly you're into trouble, generally speaking. So you just want to say to parents, I suppose, just go easy now. When they start demanding a turtle, just tell them, you know, it's not for Ruka salt. Daddy, I want one now. You can't. Just say no.
We've seen the problems in the past, and you've just mentioned a good few high-profile movies that came out. Even the Game of Thrones and the Twilight, those two highly popular movies. And
Pet Vampires.
Absolutely. But we would have heard from the Blue Cross, who we spoke with this week, and they reported a 700% increase in husky dogs that were handed into them as a result of people getting husky dogs after watching these movies.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, after a couple of weeks or a couple of months later, there was too much pressure on the family to keep these animals. Mm. And, you know, they were given the door, to be honest.
So. Yeah, well, more fool the parents for saying yes to the demands of a child for when it comes to, you know, life like this, be it a dog or a fish or a bird or whatever, you know, you can't say yes to everything.
You can't, and you're right. But then again, what we've noticed, a lot of parents will do it to keep the children happy. And I suppose, as we've said, Ryan, as well, you know, groups like Aaron are not Killjoy. We're not saying to people,
oh, no,
boycott the movie or anything else. We're saying, as a matter of fact, go this week and have fun.
Yeah.
Come back, but don't go down to your local pet store. We've seen too much problems, you know, and it can get very murky in terms of
exactly.
The whole world of exotic breeding and stuff like that, which is another story another day. But I suppose that the most important message for parents listening in is that just to, you know, go and watch the movie, but just pledge never to buy an animal from a pet store. If they're looking for any further advice, they can go onto our website, which is aran.ie, and we can give them information on if they want to volunteer their time at a local animal shelter as opposed to, you know, buying an animal. But most importantly, stay away from the pet store for sure.
Sounds good, John. Thanks for your time today. Good luck with everything.
Ryan, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
You sound like a man who's going to be going to the movie either way.
I sure am.
I know you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't forget your authentic 80s Ninja Turtle t-shirt, which you'll bring with you, and lunchbox, no doubt. Take care, John.
Cheers. Thanks, Ryan. Bye.